Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, a pleasant evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. We'll be here for 90 minutes as we lead you into hockey tonight. The game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Panthers and the Hurricanes. How about that? The Hurricane Hotline as we lead you into the Hurricanes. Panthers and Hurricanes tonight. Doug Plagans has the call for you with Billy Lindsay. Pre-game there starts at 7:30. So between now and then, we will talk a lot of football. We have two shows left of the Hurricane Hotline before we go on summer break. That is tonight and next week. A lot of football tonight. Next week, Jay Lucas will be on the show with us. Coach Lucas will talk basketball next week on the show. Tonight, we're going to replay Joe Rose's conversation with Mario Cristobal. Also coming up on the show from ACC Network, David Hale will talk about Carson Beck, why people in the ACC think Beck is going to have a big 2025. We'll also talk about the ACC, the meetings they had last week, the implications of those meetings, what the college football playoff is going to look like in the future, and overall ACC as they always seem to be in some kind of fragile state. But we'll get the thoughts and opinions of David Hale coming up tonight. Not such a good day for the University of Miami baseball team. They lost in round one of the ACC baseball tournament to Cal and former Hurricane relief pitcher Mike New. Mike New, the head coach at Cal, of course, a star in the 99 championship team, knocked Miami out of the ACC baseball championship today. The alarm clock did not go off for the 9 a.m. first pitch. Miami lost 12-2, got 10 run ruled through eight innings, lost 12-2, finished the season losing six of their final seven. After they won 10 in a row inside the ACC, they finished the year losing six of the final seven. They went from firmly inside the baseball tournament to probably some uncomfortable days here until Memorial Day. Their resume still strong, still says they should be a tournament team, but did not finish the way you would like, and probably on some slippery ice here as the rest of the country plays their conference tournaments. Miami will sit and wait and sweat for the rest of the weekend. So that's the latest news there. Let's see. Football. All right. Mario Cristobal, he was with Joe Rose on Friday. Hurricanes right now are in off-season conditioning. As I mentioned, we have two shows left tonight and tomorrow. And then when we come back, it'll be time for Miami and Notre Dame. By the time we come back, we'll be talking about training camp and the Fighting Irish will be knocking on the door. So a little taste of football tonight. And by the way, coming up in the second hour, leading into hockey. We'll hear from a bunch of coaches as well that we talked to during the spring. We'll have a little collage of that. But on Friday, Mario Cristobal spoke with Joe Rose right here on this radio station on the Joe Rose Show. And a lot of interesting developments for football. Here's Joe and Mario.
Man, I got to tell you, if you're in the college business right now, spring football, right to the transfer portal, mixed in with high school recruiting that never stops, NFL draft, where you have the number one pick and a lot of other guys getting drafted, and then the word comes out, and one of the big stories is the big catch that happened for Mario Cristobal and the coaching staff. And head coach joins us this morning. Mario, how you doing, man? It's been a busy, busy time, but a lot of good stuff.
Good morning, Joe. Let's stay busy, huh?
Yeah, with that. Hey, man, I know we can't do we don't want to break any violations or secondary violations. I've done that once in the past with University of Miami many years ago, and I don't want to do it again. But let's talk about the big catch, man, everybody's been talking about and part of recruiting.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you know, we can't specifically say, but as you know, that the trenches being big and physical, strong and tough up front are always going to be at the forefront of everything. It allows those skilled guys outside to make plays. So a lot of juice and momentum, and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, it's funny just watching some of the shows and everybody talk. You get a couple of top guys, and other top guys want to be part of it and see what's going on. And the secondary part, I love it when I hear, and he's deserved it. I know you've known him longer than anybody, not to just talk about one coach because I like your coaching staff a lot. Coach Mirabal, though, it's great to hear people talking about him as the best offensive line coach in the country.
Yeah, he is. And obviously, I've known the guy for almost 40 years. You know, I mean, we went to high school together, played together, all that stuff. But he is a one-of-a-kind teacher and human being, a leader, father, husband, and coach and mentor, and a commanding presence that is unmatched and as impactful as you can have a coach be in a football program and community.
Yeah, so, you know, you hear about, you know, Maui Noah and some of the guys you've had at Oregon and University of Miami, some of the offensive linemen that have gone on to just are having great careers right now. All that stuff, I think, really helps. Don't you think that even going back and seeing the resume?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, it's something we've really committed ourselves to throughout the course of our career. And you know what, Joe? It gives quarterbacks like Cam Ward and Carson Beck confidence that they can go to a program where they're going to be upright for the season. You know, they're going to be protected. There's going to be a tremendous investment at the line of scrimmage. And those guys, you know, they can perform at a high level when they have that.
All right. Hey, you just mentioned great teaser right into the second part. And the other big story coming out of your football program nationally, everybody's talking about Carson Beck. Throwing 100%, letting it rip again, or still limited, coach? Or whereas I saw the throw that everybody's seen on social media.
Yeah, he's right. He's been throwing for weeks. I believe he'll be cleared completely either by today or Sunday because we begin our team workouts on Monday. But he's been ripping it, and he looks good, and he'll have zero limitations. So, and he's done a great job integrating himself with his teammates, you know, not being able to go through spring ball. And at the same time, you know, we recognize the fact that he's had a lot of reps at some high level and some high level games. So we'll be able to catch him up fairly quick.
Coach, how's he handled everything? I mean, the Cam Ward story, and I want to get into that separately here with you because it was such a great night, the first night of the NFL draft, and seeing a lot of pictures of you and Smoking Joe and everybody else up there that was up there with Cam. And it was just cool to see him as a first pick. But before, how's Carson handled that coming in and following him? Has he been affected at all? Because I know everybody said, well, Carson Beck's got some big shoes to fill off of the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, Carson Beck, he wears big shoes. And to me, what stood out right away was the fact that his desire to come to Miami was tied to, you know, besides a fresh start, is winning and showing that he can help the trajectory of a team, that he can help those around him and impact those and get better. And he's super smart. He understands the game inside and out, and he's a really, really hard worker. Big dude too now, you know. He is not a little quarterback, so he's handled it great. He's got the right mindset. His teammates have gotten around him more and more. So the excitement around here surrounding him is awesome.
Well, listen, the great story is this Cam Ward story. Now that we've all had a chance, you went through it and you've been saying great things about him, but I can't go by you because you were saying about him before we started the year last year. And here he is 1 year later. He's the number one pick at the biggest party there is outside of a game being played, is that NFL draft. What was that like, Coach, being there and being with Cam? As he, I guess it wasn't much of a surprise, was the number one pick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick, right? I mean, kind of got there and left right after. So, but, you know, and it's a shame because I think if Arroyo was completely healthy, that he, at the time he is now, he would have been up in there as well. But it was awesome. And, you know, to Cam's credit, it kind of played out like his entire career has played out. He just wanted to receive the call, find out that it's official, and then find out what time he was getting picked up to go to the airport to head to Tennessee and start working. So great to see that for him and his family. Our word was given. Our word was validated, as was his. And so, again, just an awesome, awesome night. Joe was there with us as well, our president. Shannon Dawson was there. And it was fantastic, man. Great night. Tremendous energy in Green Bay.
Hey, so I don't want to bring up anything, but one thing I think pissed off a lot of people here in South Florida that are watching it is ESPN coverage. Mel Meltdown Kiper had a big one. It kind of took away because they didn't get off the Sanders topic. And so a lot of people like, wow, you're the number one pick. And it's being like, well, we don't want to talk about the number one pick. We want to talk what's going on with Shador. And here they are, you know, round after round. I felt bad for a lot of guys, not just Cam, because I just felt like everybody was so stuck on, he should have been the first overall pick, that it took away. You're there. You probably don't see it or hear about it till later. But I'm just curious, man. It's such a big moment, and it's such a great story from where he started. And we're carrying on like where they have him ranked or something. Like, nobody cares. The league has spoken. He's a number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Cam cares. I certainly don't care. I mean, we were there, and, you know, you can't tell what's going on. I mean, you're just in that green room, which is really, really awesome because, I mean, the previous three opportunities that I've had were either sideways tracked by COVID or, you know, like Panay had his party at his house in Utah, and I never got to see it and to be there and watch it, and most importantly, just to watch Cam and his family. It was incredible. And I can tell you, Cam could give a rat's butt who was talking about what. Like, that guy just, he wants to go win. He wants to help Tennessee win. He wants to go get the best players around him. So I heard the narrative, but I mean, this is, you know, football surrounded by talk and narratives, and honestly, on this side of the table, I could give a rat's butt.
All right, hey, let's talk about transfer portal. Matter of fact, not before spring football, after spring football. I don't have time to talk about all 19 guys. Coach, I didn't know you're going to go that deep of when you look at your team and you evaluate it. You've added 19 guys, end up with one of the top three, I think, transfer portal pickups groups in the country. Was that the goal coming out? You said, hey, I got 19 I want to replace, or is it just guys are available, upgraded your team, so you just kept going?
We were looking at about 14 because five of the guys that we took in the portal have years. Like, they still have 3 years of eligibility. And we view that acquisition just like we would a freshman, if that makes sense. You know, and then as time went on, we started realizing, wait a second, at the end of the day, it's our job 24/7 to increase competition and the caliber of player on our roster, right? You can't say as a player, hey, I want to be surrounded by dogs, and then here comes the opportunity to say, hey, let's not bring anybody else. BS. It's an opportunity to fill your roster in different ways. It was there. Might have been a couple more, but, I mean, not by much. I think on the country, they average anywhere from 16 to 22. And we signed a really good amount of high school players, and we signed a good amount of portal players. It's a really good blend. And it's time to ramp up the competition and get everybody's best.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk about three defensive guys that you had? And I know we can't talk about all of them. I don't have enough time. But Jacoby Thomas, safety. Keontae Scott out of Auburn, defensive back. I think nickel, but you can tell me more. Muhammad Torre, the linebacker. Looked like three guys could really help you right away.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I mean, last year, obviously, we had our issues as the season went on, particularly on the back end. And besides, you know, from a scheme standpoint, we also ran out of bodies. And, you know, it's besides promoting competition, we got to prove that we can stay healthy, you know. at the end of the day, college football has extended the season by a couple of games, and the season is long. There's two bye weeks now. You got to be ready to roll, and all three of those guys provide a ton of experience at a high level and have really, really played well and physically, which is important, right? We got to set the tone on the defensive side of the ball. They are physical players that are just really hungry, driven guys, and they fit us. They fit our culture.
Yeah. The depth, something, it's interesting. I see you got this kid, Shamar Brown, North Dakota State. Always wonder, smaller school, but, I mean, a powerhouse, obviously, at their level. Just talk about going after that from smaller division schools.
Well, you know, you always got to be objective when you're observing and evaluating film. You know, on any roster, you're going to carry five scholarship backs, sometimes six. And here's a guy that just rushed for 1,000-plus yards in a tough league at 225 pounds, right? Winner of the Jerry Rice Award, just a tough, physical, downhill, slashing runner that is an awesome human being. And certainly it fits our – we need a guy that's a sophomore or freshman. He fit and checked all the boxes as a player, as a person, and then the years that he has left. So a great addition for our roster.
I have to ask you, because it's always a topic, every day, NIL and transfer portal in general, and now I see they might be putting a new committee together to take a look, led by Nick Saban, and trying to look at making some changes. You don't say very much about it. You've always gone, since I've known you, you've always said, whatever the system is, I'm going with it. Let's go. I'm just going to try to be the best at it. You feeling differently? Do you want to see changes, or you're not going to get wrapped up in what everybody's complaining about?
I mean, I would, but I just don't believe in making noise just because I'm, you know, not exactly, you know, thrilled about the situation. I mean, I was born and raised not to make noise, make change. If you're going to make anything, make a change, you know, and help things get better. Don't just bitch about them. So I'm not of that crowd. So it's adapt or die. That's the bottom line. So I do think that there needs to, if we're going to go the professional model, it needs to be full throttle professional and not half professional and half amateur, because I do think this. I think it is our job, first and foremost, to develop all these young men to the best of their ability and give them opportunities. But I do think we're treading in an area where we're providing a ton of rights and privileges, and we're not enforcing enough duties and obligations. That's my only issue, because I wouldn't provide complete liberty in my own household with my kids without some type of, you know, duty and obligation and consequence tied to it. So that's where I think we're missing the boat. If we're really our teachers, if we're really trying to help people and help this country and our communities, then I think those things all got to be roped in together.
Yeah. This is this been a crazy time since this thing exploded. I had no idea what it would look like. But, Mara, you recruit down here, and you've seen what the state of Florida is in recruiting. You can go see a guy one day, he's at one school, and you go a couple months later, although I know you follow everything down here, but we got a lot of jumpers right now, more than one.
Yeah. That, you know, that part is remember the old Miami Vice? Remember Sonny Crockett?
Yeah.
That one scene, this is Miami, pal, where you can't tell who the players are without a roster. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get a new roster pretty quickly. But at the same time, it's like, look, it's adapt or die and move with it. And at the same time, one thing we are doing, the education here at the University of Miami is elite. These facilities are now taking a step towards being elite. Our program is now in double-digit wins, and we're sending multiple guys to the NFL and the combine. Like, we're providing awesome opportunities, so we're a lot stronger and, once again, prominent in the eyes of the local guys, but we're also attracting national attention. So I think it creates more urgency in their processes in choosing Miami earlier. At least it needs to, because we are getting guys from all over the country, but, you know, home base is always going to be at the forefront.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Another thing, I always say, there's a few things that you've said the last couple of years to me. It really stuck. You're one of the guys said, hey, high school recruiting is still the most important thing. We get, because we talk a lot about transfer portals now, because those guys have played and we can see their stats from other schools. And you go, high school, still the number one thing for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, if you look at our offensive line, all but one our high school players, right? You know, headed out of spring, so are our wide receivers. Heading out of spring, so are our running backs. Headed out of spring, so is our entire D-line and linebackers and half of our secondary. So we've done it the right way, man. We supplement with the portal where it needs to be. In some years, you might take two. In some years, you might take 15, right? Whatever you have to do for your team, but to set like a certain number in stone, I don't believe in that. You got to do what's best for the University of Miami, and everybody's got to put Miami first.
Coach, you know one thing that kind of pisses me off, though? Like, we're down here, and for years before you got here, it was like, oh, there's no commitment to win down here, and it was, you know, from top to bottom, and the school doesn't believe. Then you get it going, and then you got people in SEC and Big Ten, not to pick on those two conferences, but and now it's like, oh, it's all about money down there now. There's just it's just like, really? Is that what it's going to be every time you get a commitment or a player from one of those schools? I know you block out the noise, but I just think I hear the fan base going, really? Used to beat us up, like, don't go after that guy. You got no shot.
Yeah, I think, it's, you probably hear it from people where NIL has existed for a long, long time, and now it's finally legal, so some people get pissed off about it. So, yeah, again, there's no bitching and moaning on this side, man. Adapt or die. Narratives, look, if people and things aren't there with you at 5 a.m. training or in the hospital when you're hurt recovering, or in your house or in your locker room, you know what? It doesn't matter, and it's irrelevant. So stay the course. Do it the right way. That's what we're doing. The noise, they get, you know,
yeah.
They get kiss my, you know what?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Times have changed, huh? It's crazy. It's a crazy world out. Mario, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on, getting us all caught up with everything. Congratulations on everything that's going on right now.
Let's keep working, brother. I appreciate you, Joe. Have a good one, man.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Still to come on our show, David Hale in the On Deck Circle will join us next. We'll talk more about the Miami Hurricanes. We'll talk about Carson Beck, quarterbacks inside the league, and the ACC. That is all coming up with David Hale here in just a couple of minutes. First, let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac. There are three different ways you want to go for a drive. Drive for performance, you want to drive for range, or you want to drive to make an entrance. And all three of those ways will be taken care of at Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership, founded over 50 years ago. They're more than just a dealership. They are your friends and neighbors. Williamson Cadillac, they built a loyal client list by staying focused on the customer experience. Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol, general manager, Jeff Rogers, Jermaine, everybody at Williamson Cadillac, they've got one goal in mind every single day that they show up to work. Whoever walks through those doors here at Williamson Cadillac, we are going to treat them like royalty, because every single day we have new cars coming in here. We want them to come in and we want them to go out. We've got the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq. And one way to get them in and get them out is through a great customer experience. You will get that at Williamson Cadillac. You can find Williamson Cadillac, and it's easy to find on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or online. You can check out all the inventory at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership, the place that does it the best when it comes to the customer experience, Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, we are now joined on our show from the ACC Network. One of the great writers, commentators now, actually showing up everywhere. David Hale is with us. A show almost every night, or I guess every night during the season, with Andrea Adelson, and here during the spring, some great preview shows, all access on the ACC Network. And now, of course, appearing on our show, and we're delighted to have David Hale with us. Dave, thanks for being with us. Great times here as we head toward the summer. And I don't even know where to start with you, ACC meetings or the 24 hours you spend in Bucky's.
Well, let's see. Which one is the higher journalistic achievement? Okay, let's start with Bucky's.
How, you know, my wife said to me, can we go to Bucky's? I said, it's in Daytona Beach. It's 5 hours from us. But you spent 24 hours there.
Yeah, yeah. I lost a bet with our friend Andrea Adelson, and foolishly, before I had lost this bet at the beginning of the season, we make our ACC picks every year, and previously this has been relatively low stakes wager, but we foolishly said that our Twitter audience could vote on the punishment for the loser. I should say here too, there is no reward for the winner. This bet is strictly to punish the dumber of the two of us, and you'll be shocked to learn that most years the dumber of the two of us is me. So anyway, our Twitter audience chose 24 hours spent in a Bucky's. So yeah, a couple weeks ago I had to pay up. We went to the Daytona Beach Bucky's. I lived there for a day. It was a life-altering experience in many ways. I've come out a wiser, a more open-minded, a person with much higher cholesterol level is really, I think, probably my big takeaway from that.
They say there's going to be a Buc-ee's further south, so we'll see. Maybe I'll get to one.
They're opening up new ones all the time. They're opening up one up here in North Carolina, too, like halfway between like Charlotte and Raleigh. So, yeah, the Buc-ee's footprint is expanding as we speak.
Well, one of the big headlines outside of Buc-ee's is Carson Beck, why he is in for a big 2025. So for our audience, maybe we should start there. I want to get to the ACC and all of that stuff. But you have a complete rankings of 136 quarterbacks.
I don't know what was the more exhausting, stupid experience.
Yeah.
Spending 24 hours in a Buc-ee's or trying to figure out the depth chart at Missouri State. So, you know, it's a sliding scale. But yes, I put together a deep dive, statistical analysis, used my magic eight ball, the whole nine, to rank all 136 programs. And I don't have Miami number one, but I think that they certainly could be at year's end. And really, you know, it's funny because I feel like a lot of people view Carson Beck as a risky proposition because of how he performed on the field last year. I would argue there's some risk just because he's coming off of that injury. I think there's some risk because he's definitively a different person and style of player than Cam Ward. But like, I think he was really good last year. Like, I know his numbers weren't what they were in 2023, but to me, people are sleeping on Carson Beck.
Yeah, I think it's easy to go, he didn't throw as many touchdowns last year as the year before, and so it's a gamble for Miami. I think he's going to be very good. The headline is why he is in for a big 2025. Why do you think he's going to have success with the University of Miami?
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing, and I feel like people sort of don't grasp this because we're talking about Georgia, a team that won, you know, back-to-back national champions, and then the year that they didn't still went, 13-1? Like, Georgia's an elite program. There's no question about it. But Georgia's offensive talent last year was not elite. You know, this was not the same team that had Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers. This was a team that turned in its worst rushing performance in like 20-some years. And so you look at who Carson Beck had to work with offensively, and it was not good. So I just went back and looked at some, you know, basic numbers that really have nothing to do with Carson Beck. So you look at contested catches. What percentage did Georgia's receivers come down with last year versus the year before? It was down dramatically. Look at drops. They were up dramatically. So, like, they weren't getting separation. They weren't coming down with contested catches. They were dropping easy passes. You go through and just do the math on this, and this is a conservative estimate, but, like, do the math, and Carson Beck's numbers basically wouldn't have been markedly different in 2024 than they were in 2023 if you just had receivers making the same amount of plays on reasonably thrown footballs in 2024 that they did in 2023. So I say all of that as pretense to, I think there's every reason to believe he's going to have a better supporting cast in Miami this year than he did at Georgia last year, which, again, you know, sort of without digging into it, feels weird because Georgia is such a good program. But it just was a little bit of a perfect storm last year where there weren't playmakers around him. The running game was not helping. And I think you saw a guy starting to press. He felt the pressure. I mean, I hear about this all the time from coaches, agents, and players about what comes along with big NIL money. And certainly Carson Beck is getting big NIL money both last year and this year. Is this pressure to perform at the highest level? And when he wasn't putting up those same numbers and people start talking, even if there's a very good rationale for it, you still feel this need to maybe press a little bit to make up for what's missing. And so you look at the turnover numbers, and I think that was probably, if you want to make a real critique, that's where it starts. Well, a lot of that just came from, in my opinion, him trying to do too much when the play wasn't there. So look, I add all of that up and I say, if he's healthy this year and Miami's supporting cast is what we think they should be, I don't see any reason why he doesn't have an exceptional year, one that at least comes, probably surpasses last year, could come close to 2023, and maybe is another. Again, I don't want to compare him to Cam Ward because I think they're markedly, markedly different people and players, but can be the type of guy who is a first overall draft pick if all goes well.
David Hale is our guest, ACC Network, and I would agree with you. You guys had a very you had an interesting question on your spring preview of the University of Miami, and the question was, will Shannon Dawson use the 2023 playbook or the 2024 playbook, meaning a playbook closer to Van Dyke or Cam Ward? And I'd say, I'll throw my own opinion in there, see what you think about this. I understand the comparison. I will edge toward the 2024 playbook because of this. I think in 2024, Shannon Dawson gave Cam Ward a ton of freedom and responsibility at the line of scrimmage to go with two plays. He could make the final decision. And I think because of the experience and the smarts of Carson Beck, he'll do the same thing.
I could not agree with you more on this. Like, look, as stylistically, is Carson Beck more of a Tyler Van Dyke player? Yes, he is. But I think people are misunderstanding a couple of key differences here in this whole conversation. One is that when Miami brought in Cam Ward last year, the sales pitch was not, we're going to let you run all over the place and do ridiculous things. He did that, and that was awesome, and it was fun to watch, but that was not what he was brought in to do. Miami brought him in with the promise of, we are going to make you an NFL quarterback. We are going to convince every NFL doubter of what you can do, and that means giving you a lot of empowerment at the line of scrimmage, letting you adjust protections, letting you call out receivers, letting you sit back in the pocket and throw the ball. I would argue if there was a true, I guess, critique of Cam last year, it was that oftentimes he'd sit in the pocket longer than he probably should have because he could keep moving around to extend a play and extend a play. But the point is he was not like this, you know, scramble on every down quarterback. I think people remember like the little shovel pass against Virginia Tech, and that defined him. But down in and down out, he was a drop back, chuck the ball around quarterback, and he did it really well. Carson Beck can do exactly that. And then the other thing, as you, I think, very astutely noted, the strength of Cam Ward was his experience. The fact that you could put him in and let him lead an offense and make decisions on the field. Well, Carson Beck can do all of that too. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably not the improvisational threat that Cam Ward was. I think when plays break down, that's not ideal for Carson Beck. It's not ideal for Cam Ward either, but he was better prepared to make something of nothing. Most quarterbacks make nothing of nothing. Cam Ward was one of the few magicians who makes something of nothing on a regular basis. But here's the other great news if you're Carson Beck or a Miami fan this year. They probably have the best offensive line, right, certainly in the ACC, maybe in America. So, like, the plays should be nothing. Plays should be minimized this year.
Right, the offensive line. And, you know, the other question would be, Beck's coming off the arm injury. So then one of the questions we've had all spring is, all right, do they lean on Carson Beck or do they lean on Mark Fletcher and the running game, Jordan Lyle? Fletcher can give you the thunder, and Jordan Lyle can give you the lightning, and that's not a bad option either.
No, and look, this is the whole point, really, I think, is that there are options at Miami. Look, I think this is still going to end up being Carson Beck's offense. And talking to Mario Cristobal, I didn't come away with the sense that he's concerned about the injury at all with Beck. Like, look, we all know that you are one quarterback injury away from your season going in the toilet, and no disrespect to Emery Williams or whomever else is in that quarterback room, but if Carson Beck has a serious injury at any point, or even is nagged by an injury at any point, it's going to affect Miami's season. But again, I don't think you need to think of this offense. I guess this is probably where people talk about the difference in how the offense or the playbook might look between Beck and Ward. I don't think it needs to be game is in Carson Beck's hands every game. It's not. That said, I do think, you know, there is probably something to be said about there's going to be times when your quarterback needs to go out and win you a game. And I've watched enough of Carson Beck over 2 years to think that I don't have a lot of doubts that he is capable of doing that. And in fact, I would argue after last year, he's really hungry to prove something. And if you want to talk about what was the extra edge with Cam Ward last year, it was that level of confidence and desire to prove himself. I mean, there was not a guy who wanted to thumb his nose at the critics more than Cam Ward last year. And I'm not, again, I think personality-wise, they're very different people, but I think that Cam or Carson Beck heard enough from idiots like me last year to say, this year really means something to me.
Okay, David Hale is our guest, and we will continue with David Hale. Much more to come. We'll talk more about the ACC coming up, and also another quarterback in the ACC that had a hell of a season last year. And some people, maybe a lot of people, aren't talking about him. We'll discuss that, who the ACC favorites are, and much more as we continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
David Hale is our guest, ACC Network, also ESPN.com, up on ESPN.com, a ranking of all 137 quarterbacks. I don't know, this project must have taken you forever, but Miami's ranking is pretty high. You also have some fun facts inside this article. For example, eight quarterbacks in the playoff era have racked up at least 4,100 yards and 43 touchdowns while having seven or fewer turnovers, and one of those guys is a returning player inside the ACC, and somebody, all of a sudden, people are really high on, not only the quarterback, but the team as well, and that is Clemson. The resurgence of Clemson seems to revolve around Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, it's funny because I think if you go back 10 years, the Cade Klubnik story would look like a genuine success story. And I think this is largely the same, I guess, basic premise for Drew Aller at Penn State. You get recruited as a highly touted recruit. You're not expected to play a whole lot your freshman year. You get a little action and you look good at times, you look bad at times. Then you come out your sophomore year and you're clearly much better, but you're learning a lot on the job. Then you come out your junior year and boy, all of the pieces are there and you look like you're right on the precipice of something big. And then you come out your senior year and you put up Heisman caliber numbers. That's the story that it used to be for every big time quarterback. Then things changed a whole lot because we had guys like Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, who came in and were superstars immediately. And we had the transfer portal that allowed every team to go out and get a veteran quarterback as soon as they needed one. And they didn't want to give their guys time to develop. Well, I don't know how much any of that could be the norm. The norm is still, in my mind, in an ideal world, a lot of what the story of Cade Klubnik is. So, look, are we projecting a little bit with Klubnik based on the trend lines? Yes. And everybody seems very high on Clemson. I'm high on them, but maybe a little more dubious than most because I still want to see something. And I look at some of their biggest games last year. I mean, they were boat raced by Georgia. I know the final score didn't show up, but they were boat raced by Louisville. And they came back nicely in the Texas playoff game, but they still really weren't in a position to win that game at any point. But you did see improvement. And the other big thing, my takeaway on why I'm high on Klubnik is, for the first time in a long time, he has real weapons on the outside. I mean, Antonio Williams came back and had a great year, but his two best receivers are probably two guys who were true freshmen last year, and they had good years, but that was a learning on the job year last year for T.J. Moore and Brian Wesco. They are poised to be elite wide receivers. Clemson can block up front and run the ball a little bit to keep the offense balanced. They're going to be explosive, and I think Klubnik's in for a really good season.
I think Clemson's going to be very good. They opened the season with LSU. I think that will tell a little bit of their story. I think they're very good. I don't think they're as great as they were in their heyday. But we'll see how that shakes out. It is important, though, to the ACC, right, that Clemson's really good. It's important that Miami's really good. And it's important that Florida State bounces back, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this has been the story of the ACC forever. And look, frankly, it's probably didn't get enough attention that, like, Miami and Clemson both won 10 games last year. Like, not good. It just still felt like a little bit of a disappointing season because neither of them reached the ultimate highs of last season. And SMU, for most of the regular season, was the best team in the ACC, and that didn't look great for the league. But, you know, the ACC is always fighting this narrative bubble. But to your point, it also didn't help that FSU was a 2-10 team last year. I mean, it is almost impossible to put into words all that had to go wrong in order to get to that point. Because, you know, frankly, a team with the talent level that Florida State had last year, you should be able to run that team out on the field and get to 6-6 by basically just showing up. And I'm not even sure that Florida State managed that on a game in and game out basis, particularly as the season wore on last year. It was just an absolute perfect storm of horribleness. But I think it also underscored that in the new era of college football with the portal and the way that teams are built and NIL and all of the stuff that goes in with it, that the margin between being an 8-4 team and a 2-10 team is not that wide anymore. It doesn't take much to nudge the boulder down the hill and pick up a lot of steam as it goes. So, you know, it's crucial for teams that have high expectations not to fall off a cliff early because it can get real bad. Now, I think my takeaway on that is it does not take as much for Florida State to rebound to at least adequacy this year. So the question is, to me, is Florida State an adequate team or can they actually be a real contender? I'm dubious. I don't love the quarterback situation choice that they made this year, just as I didn't love the quarterback choice that they made last year. To me, you got to get it right at the most important position on the field. And FSU absolutely didn't last year. It was not their only problem, but it was a big and obvious one. You know, they had culture problems last year, and the quarterback they brought in quit on his team after he got benched last year. That, to me, is a red flag. But again, they should be able to roll off the bus and go 6-6 this year. The ACC really needs them at least 8-4, maybe 9-3, and that's a much more reasonable path forward for them.
Before we let you go, at some point, I want to get your perspective on where the ACC is. And I'm looking at it, and on one hand, you go, well, they're ripe for teams to get picked off. They're talking about, can the conference stay together? And then all of a sudden, the coaching in this league, well, you got the AFC sitting here. We got Belichick, Frank Reich, and Bill O'Brien. So we got like the AFC East coaching staff inside the ACC. So let me get to Belichick, and Carolina hires him. Seemed like it was going pretty well, and then it's gone horribly wrong. How is this tale going to unfold?
I don't know, and that's the fun of it. Like, you could tell me almost any ending to this story, and I would believe it, because who the heck knows at this point? Personally, I think we are way overblowing the girlfriend situation. To me, what she's proven she's awfully good at is creating attention in the attention economy. But, you know, for us sort of middle-aged, staid old journalist white guys, like, it feels weird because this doesn't happen in college football, which is traditionally an exceptionally conservative sport. But, like, this is, you know, it sells papers is what they used to say. Nobody buys papers anymore, period. But the fact is that they got a lot of attention because of this. I'm actually more concerned about the on-field product and the way that he's gone about things so far. Like, we know a whole lot because he's not allowed a single player to even talk to the media or assistant coach. His assistant coach staff, I mean, people are arguing about him letting his girlfriend do PR for him. He's letting two of his kids coach on the team.
Yeah.
Like, his entire circle is small and based largely on nepotism. So does that work out? I don't know. I'm dubious. Carolina has a very favorable schedule. You don't get 6 Super Bowl rings by accident. Maybe it all works out. I could also see them, you know, in a Florida State position and this being a complete train wreck. And she'll get blamed for all of it, I'm sure, because that's how we do things. And it'll be fun. The whole thing will be fun. If they're 10-2, it's going to be great fun. If they're 2-10, it's going to be great fun. I'm just hoping they're not exactly what they were last year. That'll be kind of boring.
Does he have a quarterback? Do they have a quarterback?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to see Max Johnson get healthy and get back out there. And I think he'd actually be a decent fit. But you watched that injury from week one last year, and I don't know how you come back within a year from that and be ready to go. Gio Lopez is fine. But, even if Gio Lopez is what they want him to be, I think you're probably still talking about him in the bottom half of ACC quarterbacks. I don't know. I think this is not a great team on paper. And so you say, well, if he's such a great coach, maybe this team is more than the sum of its parts. He's never coached a college football game before. I don't know how much I like the staff. Like, all of these things. I got a lot of questions about Carolina. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. David Hale is our guest from the ACC Network. We could talk about the quarterbacks in this league. I think they've done a pretty good job of getting pretty good of getting quarterbacks. Louisville, I guess the kid from USC. But let's jump to this big broad picture. ACC meetings were last week in Ponte Vedra. What was the most impactful thing that came out of the meetings?
Well, you know, look, on one hand, there's stability. The lawsuits have been dropped. There's some stability in the league for the near term. Jim Phillips was asked, what is the near term? And he basically said, 4 to 6 years. So you got 4 to 6 years to get your house in order and figure out the future. What does the future look like? Well, there's a lot of argument right now about what the future of the college football playoff is, because there is this push to have it get to 14 or 16 teams and to have auto bids for each conferences, in which the SEC and Big Ten would get 4 each, and the Big Ten or the ACC and the Big 12 would get 2 each. Well, when you talk to folks inside the ACC, they are not surprisingly furious about that prospect. because it says that they are both half as good as the Big Ten and the SEC and on equal footing with the Big 12. They do not believe either of those things. Now, I think if you left it to the football gods to figure out over a long period of time, it might average out to a 4-4-2-2 scenario either way. But I would also argue, like, it's the fun of a season is that one year doesn't have to look like the last year. And this sort of format codifies what I think the bigger brands, the bigger conferences want right now and would essentially be, signing the death warrant for the ACC in the long term. How much sway the ACC and Jim Phillips have to fight back against that is anybody's guess. I've talked to ADs who say fight tooth and nail, and if the SEC and Big Ten threaten to walk away and start their own playoff, let them do it. Call their bluff. And then I've talked to other ADs who say, like, hey, if we're guaranteed two, that's better than some years we might have only had one. Let's enjoy this while we can. It just kind of goes to show you that it's not just the ACC that's very up in the air 4 to 6 years from now. I think all of college football is.
Yeah, college football, I mean, maybe they'll get to, some number of 64, 72, 84, I don't know. People want to be make sure that they are in somehow. But I do not see just a college football championship of SEC and Big Ten.
I mean, I would love to agree with you. Again, it's sort of like, you're playing poker and you're assuming that the other side does not have four of a kind. They might have four of a kind, though. You can call their bluff, and they might not be bluffing. And if that happens, there is going to be tremendous blowback. I think it would damage the sport. I think eventually there would be lawsuits galore. The networks would be furious about it. Eventually it'll all work itself out one way or the other. But I think there is a real bit of wariness among the have nots right now, which if you're not the SEC or the Big Ten, you qualify as a have not, that we can't overplay our hand. And so Jim Phillips is approaching this cautiously, which I can understand. The question is, does the ACC have a winning hand? Is there a way for them to win this game? I'm not sure that the answer is yes.
Well, there is a way. I will say this about the ACC. Obviously, for years and years, a basketball conference, getting stronger in football, more investment in football. I'm not so sure that I'm always all in on the way the league presents its football product in many different ways. And I do think they need to lean on the price of doing business, but they need to lean on the Clemsons and the Miamis and the Virginia Techs and their big brands. Somehow they've got to figure out how to make those big brands the most important in football.
Well, to your point, Joe, I think all of this starts with one very elegant and simple solution that the ACC has somehow managed to avoid for a long time, which is you've got to go out and win football games. You've got to go out. Florida State has to win football games. Miami has to win football games. Clemson has to win football games. Virginia Tech has to win football games. And it's just been, we've had moments where one of them have done it, but not enough where they've done it consistently or on the biggest stages. And 2-11 in bowl season last year was bad. Getting blown out by Georgia if you're Clemson is bad. Florida State going 2-10 is bad. It's hard to twist that story into a product that sells. And so at the end of the day, you can ask Jim Phillips to turn cartwheels to make the league look good. Nothing will make the league look better than if those big brands win big football games.
Yep, no question about that. David, you've been great, very gracious with your time. Very much appreciate it. ACC Network, ESPN.com. Are you and Andrea on now here in the summertime, or do you get a vacation?
Our season finale was in Amelia Island. I assume, because no one has told me otherwise, that we'll be back in August at some point. But the beauty of our show is they'll just rerun it 7,000 times. So you might still find it at some point.
Yeah, we'll find it. ACC Network. Okay, I'll see you at one of our games, I'm sure, or on campus or someplace. Thanks very much for being with us. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. Good talking to you, bud.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, we've got Panther hockey coming up at 7:30. Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals, Panthers and Carolina. So we'll get you geared up for that in just a couple of minutes. During the course of the spring, we had a chance to talk with all the University of Miami assistant football coaches, and we spent a lot of time talking football here tonight. Next week, Jay Lucas joins us on the show. But back to football tonight, and I mentioned that during the spring, we did have a chance to talk with a lot of the assistant coaches. So a quick review of that. A couple of short snippets. Here is Alex Mirabal with Don Bailey Jr.
Okay, I'm with assistant head coach and offensive line coach Alex Mirabal. And coach, we're about halfway through spring at this time. How is the team progressing overall?
You know what? I think the team is doing a really good job of working on the little things that are the difference in the margin of winning and losing. And that's been a big focus of us in the off season of doing a lot of the invisible things, a lot of the things that to the naked eye, the fans might not see, but that as a coach you notice can turn a 4-yard gain into a 6-yard gain, can turn opposite the same thing if the defense, if offensive guy breaks into the second level, that stop makes it an 8-yard run instead of a 28-yard run. You know, so we're focusing on that. We're focusing on just a simple transition of changing personnel groups and making sure we have 11 on each side, right? Which nobody ever notices until they notice it, right? And you know, the penalties, and you know, making sure that we're not hurting ourselves, making sure that we're keeping the winning on our side.
Offensive center for third year in a row, James Brockemeyer comes in. He is a big player, does extremely well so far. What attracted you to him, and what does he bring to this offensive line?
You know what, James, his preparation, his toughness, his willingness to lead, you know, his willingness to lead, you know, despite the fact that it's a pretty daunting thing, right? You come into a room and you're the only new veteran coming into a room and having to earn the respect of CeCe, of Inez, of McCoy, of Ryan, of Markel, of Samson, of Bruno. How do you do that? Well, you do that through your preparation. You do that. That's how you gain their trust, right? And he's done an unbelievable job of putting that on tape. And then not only that, but again, doing the invisible stuff, doing the stuff that people don't see after practice, of coming up immediately after practice and finding out, okay, why did I leave? What caused that pressure inside during practice? Was it me? What can I do better? So he's very critical of himself.
All right, that was Alex Mirabal. We also, during the spring, spoke to new defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge.
All right, happy to be joined now by University of Miami defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge, defensive pass game coordinator, defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge joining the staff. Coach Etheridge, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to Miami. First, let's start there. Welcome to Miami. Why was this the right spot for you?
First and foremost, thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of, you know, Miami University and the tradition that led me to this. But the biggest thing that led me to this opportunity was an opportunity to compete at the highest level. Is one, and it's multiple things, but Coach Cristobal and his vision and the coach set from a foundation standpoint that I've seen from afar, but I'm also excited to work with, you know, Coach Heatherman, who's here as our defensive coordinator, and the things we talked about in the interview process. But more importantly, you get a chance to go recruit the top talent and also be able to go play against the best each day. And you get to have a chance to coach the best DBs in the country from my point of view. And that's why I chose this place, because it's special to me.
You know, you mentioned the defensive backs. That's what you'll be overseeing. And without diving into all the personnel, because that's too early, what are some of the things, though, that you want to pass on to them, some of the things that you want to coach them to become one of the best secondaries in the country?
Well, first and foremost is what I want to pass to them is the mindset, the growth, you know, being open-minded. But it starts with them just wanting to be able to learn from a football IQ standpoint, pride themselves on being a great student of the game. As we go through it, I pride myself as being a great teacher of the game. So I want to be a great student, you know, soak up all the knowledge and information that we can give them, but so they can go out there and compete, but giving themselves a chance to compete at a high level. And then the next thing is just, you know, being accountable, you know what I mean? Being a guy that we can trust in critical situations, you know, in the game, and being able to go win their one-on-one. So the biggest thing is being on the same page and obviously going out there and playing at a high level that the Hurricanes fan can be proud of.
Zach Etheridge, and the expectation is that the Hurricanes secondary will be much improved this season. Hockey around the corner. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, thanks very much to David Hale for joining us, plus Mario Cristobal with Joe Rose. Trevor Harris has been our producer. One show left for this school year. Next week, we'll have Jay Lucas will be with us, our final Hurricane Hotline, before we take a summer break and then come back before Miami and Notre Dame about a week or two before the Hurricanes and the Irish. That's when the Hurricane Hotline will return in August. So one more show to go. Hurricanes got beat in baseball today, 12-2 by Cal. So now they will sit with their fingers crossed and wait and find out next Monday on whether or not they make the NCAA tournament. Okay, stay tuned. Panthers coming up against the Carolina Hurricanes. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals. Doug Plagans has the call along with Billy Lindsay. Thanks for joining us, and go Panthers.
Whether you're training for the big leagues or just playing for the fun of it, injuries can happen. When they do, trust the university.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.